At the end of this month, the board of the Olympic Park Legacy Company are going to meet to decide what to do with the iconic London Olympic Stadium after the 2012 Games are all over. Now, various commercial concerns have shown, well, at least a passing interest since construction started, but one by one they've either dropped out or been excluded from the selection process. The only potential tenants still left in the frame are Tottenham and West Ham United football clubs. Now, of course, it's a monster of a stadium, and whilst it's always been planned to scale it back from 80,000 to a 60,000-seater stadium, it'd still be a hell of a lot of seats to fill for any football club. It's also further complicated by an undertaking by the original Olympic bid to keep the running track for use as a sporting legacy after the Games. Well, all very good for athletics, but it means that football fans are going to be kept further back from the action with the track between them and the pitch. But despite this, the owners of West Ham United have teamed up with Newham Council and are generally considered to be favourites to move into the stadium after the Olympic Games. It's match day, and I'm down here at the West Ham United Supporters Club. So what do ordinary fans make of it all?
Well, I'd be sorry to go from Upton Park, to be perfectly honest. But
yeah, I will.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
But I suppose time moves on, doesn't it? And
yeah, but then there's the money, isn't it, for selling this ground, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because we own it. I reckon that's half of it as well. Yeah. Make a bomb out of that.
I think it's a bad idea. This is our home. This is where we've been for the last nearly 100 years or 100 and so years. And I think it's an awful idea. And it shouldn't happen.
I'm against it, not because I go at the stadium. I'd love to go there if it was a football stadium, but I don't want to sit watching football from behind an athletics track. It's not what I'm interested in. Plus the fact West Ham will never been, I've been going for 40 years, we haven't got a 60,000 fan base. So I don't want to go into ground that's half empty with no atmosphere.
Well, I think it'd be a good idea. The running track's a big objection, but until you see it, until you're actually sitting in the seat to see what view you're going to get, it's hard to have a definite opinion, but I'm all for it. As long as we're in the Premiership when we're there.
No, I don't want to go to Stratford. Mainly because I think that when I come to Upton Park, it's surrounded by places where I can go and have a bite to eat. I can go and meet up with friends and have a drink before a game. It's totally sterile around the Olympic Stadium, and it's not going to feel like home.
I think it'd be a great idea, actually. I think they need to go forward, and I'm one of the few that think it's going to be great. I know it's an hard wrench for the avid fans that supported them like 30, 40 years. At the moment, it looks like it'll be the best championship ground there is. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why they want to move away. My only concern is that stadiums with running tracks around them tend to be totally and utterly soulless. No atmosphere. And the one thing you can say about Upton Park is it's always got atmosphere. It's got soul. That's my biggest concern.
I don't reckon it's a very good idea at all, because the Olympic Stadium is quite far away from the pitch, and the atmosphere will be gone. Upton Park's a very good stadium with a lot of atmosphere there.
I can understand the argument that we need a bigger ground with more people going to generate the revenue to do better. On balance, I think we should stay here because there's more of a sense of community with the club and the ground that you've been at for 100 years.
Well, there's a bit of a mixed bag of reactions, but most fans I spoke to seem to be against any move to sell the bowling ground that the Hammers have been at for, well, over 100 years now. Well, the club has already been known to be making initial discreet inquiries looking for potential buyers. Meanwhile, some fans have organised Facebook pages and petitions against any move to the Olympic Stadium in Stratford. Another controversial part of the West Ham United Newham Council proposals centre around a multi-million pound loan that Newham intend to make to the club to help finance the move. Now, this has been criticised by some local people, coming at a time when the council is being forced to make massive cuts in services. To others, it doesn't make business sense. Lending a football club that, by its own admission, is already in debt to the tune of millions of pounds, and also faces possible relegation, may not even be playing in the top Premiership League by 2012. Earlier on, I met up with Sir Robin Wales, directly elected Mayor of Newham, and I asked him about this joint West Ham United-Newham Council bid to take over the Olympic Stadium.
Yeah, basically it comes down to we're trying to encourage West Ham. We think it's a good thing for the community. We may get into a position where we borrow money to support that, but we'll get it all back plus. So we're looking for...
Because some people have been very critical of that.
It will absolutely not cost us anything. We're very clear about that, because it's inappropriate for a council to be investing money in a football team. But if we can help to facilitate that and make it work for West Ham, what do we get out of it? We get them out the bowl in, which is fantastic, because it's a real problem for people around there. A real opportunity to build housing there, which people will be, more social housing, more housing, decent housing, close to tube stations, so it'll be good stuff, and it'll be a place that we can improve that area. And we can actually take the whole thing up towards the market and make it a much better area. We get West Ham into a stadium that's appropriate. We'll have the opportunity, clearly with the size of the stadium, there'll be opportunities for more kids to get to go to games, which has got to be a good thing. West Ham are committed to doing a whole pile of stuff around sport as well. So there'll be more sport, more activity, and West Ham will be helping kids to get into sport, which has got to be good. So there's win-win-win. But be clear, this will not cost the council any money, because otherwise we couldn't do it. And I wouldn't do it because, but it's one of our local businesses. I'd do the same for any other local business. And indeed, we have helped other local businesses in the past. It's not been so visible because people haven't been so interested. But we will do this. It will cost us nothing. And at the end of the day, if we get it right, it will be lots of benefits. But you'll understand the nature of the deal and the nature of the discussion. We're currently in negotiation. So it's best if we say, look, this is a negotiation that has to be done. Good news is that we've got people at West Ham who've got some imagination and recognise the importance of getting into a bigger stadium and building the club. And, a bigger club in the right place, that's good for the borough. It generates jobs as well. West Ham have a lot of jobs on match days. Get more fans, they'll need more people to work. It's fantastic.
Have a side petition, say no, the Olympic Stadium, keep West Ham at Upton Park.
When the Olympic Park Legacy Company finally make their decision on the 28th of January as to the future tenants of the Olympic Stadium, it's one that's going to resonate right the way across East London.
Don't agree with it, mate. Not our heritage. There's people buried in that ground, or not buried. Their ashes are spread there. There's so much tradition in the ground. We would never fill the 60,000-seater stadium. There's a lot of people around here that rely on West Ham to actually generate their income. I don't agree with it. It'd turn into a corporate module. There'd be nothing like this, no pubs. I don't think the fans would be taken into consideration at the end of the day. Hopefully the ball would go. That's all they've ever come here for, is really to sell that ground, generate some money. And I know we need money, but at the end of the day, that's probably all we've got to hang on to. And once we go there, there'll be nothing left of this club. That's me lot. I ain't going to say no more, because I'm going to start crying.